Welcome to this Word FM podcast with Matthew West, brought to you by our Word FM day sponsors. Thank you. Thank you for your support in making this possible. Now, Meg Geisinger chats with Matthew West.
My name is Meg. Thank you so much for joining us today. On the phone with me, I have Matthew West. Welcome, Matthew.
Well, thanks. Good to talk to you today.
Matthew, you are on tour with Casting Crowns and Royal Tailor. Any touring stories of note? How's it going so far?
Oh, we're having an amazing time. We're kind of at the midway point. I can't believe it's already, we've already played as many shows as we have, but traveling with Casting Crowns and Royal Tailor, Lindsay McCall, it's just been an amazing experience. Every single night, just really feeling like the Lord's just doing something special in the lives of the people who are attending, as well as in the lives of the people who are on stage.
So what happens backstage or, you know, in between times? Any practical jokes going on or things like that? Or everybody kind of minds their own space?
You know, it's fun to kind of get to know, you know, bands that you haven't toured with before. I had already known Mark because we began our friendship writing songs last year. And so Mark from Casting Crowns and I kind of already were buddies, but I hadn't gotten to know the rest of the band. And so we actually share a bus with the Royal Tailor guys. But, you know, it's fun to kind of hang out. And one of the guys from the Crowns, Chris, the bass player, he's kind of the foodie in the band, so he's always finding like the local restaurant that was featured on, you know, one of those TV shows. So we're always going to find, you know, a 1 pound or 7 pound cheeseburger or something. And then you know, we're always having a good time on stage. Mark brings me out to sing with the band during the Casting Crowns set, and every now and then there's this face that he'll make. We'll be singing a totally serious song, but last night I wound up just totally losing it. Like, I couldn't stop laughing because he crossed his eyes and made this weird face at me, and the audience didn't see it, but I saw it, and I could not keep my composure.
So it's almost like the old Carol Burnett shows where somebody would say something and it was everything like Harvey Korman could do to keep a straight face.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's exactly like that. So we're having a great time. And
so any food items that you specifically remember you want to go back to that city so you can have a second helping?
Oh, man. I mean, we had, you know, some of the best barbecue I've ever had in Raleigh, North Carolina. We had the huge burger that I was speaking of in Buffalo, New York, and then finished it off with some buffalo wings. So my record label's not going to be happy with me because I'm supposed to have a photo shoot in a few weeks, but